今天的经文取自马太福音第27章62节，我们会一直读到马太福音第28章第15节。
The verses today will come from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 62, and we'll carry on to chapter 28, verse 15.
让我来念。次日就是预备日的第二天，祭司长和法利赛人聚集来见比拉多，说：“大人，我们记得那诱惑人的还活着的时候，曾经说过，我三日后要复活。因此，请吩咐人去将坟墓把守妥当，直到第三日。恐怕他们的门徒会把他偷走了，就告诉百姓说他从死里复活了。这样，这后来的迷惑就比先前的更厉害了。”比拉多就说：“你们有看守的兵去吧，尽你们所能的把守妥当。”他们就去带着把守的兵同去，封住了石头，将坟墓把守妥当。安息日将近，七日的头一天，天快亮的时候，莫大拉的玛利亚和那个玛利亚来看坟墓，忽然地大震动，因为有主的使者从天上下来，把石头滚开，坐在上面。他的相貌如同闪电，衣服洁白如雪。看守的人因他吓得浑身乱颤，甚至和死人一样。天使就对妇女说：“不要害怕，我知道你们是寻找那钉十字架的耶稣，他不在这里，照他所说的已经复活了。你们来看安放主的地方，快去告诉他的门徒说他从死里复活了，并且在你们以前往加利利去，你们在那里你们要看见他。看哪，我已经告诉你们了。”妇女们就急忙离开坟墓，又害怕又大大欢喜，跑去报给他的门徒。忽然耶稣遇见他们，说：“愿你们平安。”他们就上前抱住他的脚拜他。耶稣对他们说：“不要害怕，你们去告诉我的弟兄，叫他们往加利利去，在那里必见我。”
Verse 11. While the women were on their way, some of the guards went into the city and reported to the chief priests everything that had happened. When the chief priests had met with the elders and devised a plan, they gave the soldiers a large sum of money, telling them, "You are to say, his disciples came during the night and stole him away while we were asleep. If this report gets to the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." Verse 15. So the soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day. Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们恳求主你与我们同行，叫我们能够认识你。愿你的话在我们心中扎根，按时候结果子。愿我们的心是开的，这样只祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门，
阿门。
弟兄姐妹平安
，Brothers sister happy Easter。
好像只有一个人回应。弟兄姐妹平安
，Peace to you brothers sisters。
啊，复活节快乐
，Happy Easter。
那今天的经文呢？我很刻意的停留在这第十五节。
And the verses today I purposefully stop at verse 15。
十五节说：“这话传在犹太人中间，直到今日。”
And it says, and this story has been widely circulated among the Jews to this very day.
所以很显然呢，关于耶稣的事情呢，在犹太人当中有犹太人的说法，在基督徒当中呢有基督徒的说法。
So obviously, regarding this Jesus event, the Jews have their own saying, and the Christians have their own saying.
其实呢，事情来到这样子的一种比较冲突性、比较对立性的地步呢，是非常可惜的。
So it's a pity that matters have reached this stage of a conflicting and sometimes confrontational events.
真的是，但愿将来呢，也不会是这样子的作为一个结局。
And I hope that in the future this will not be the conclusion of events.
我们很盼望，真的有一天，不管是犹太教也好，或者是基督教也好，真的是有合一的一天。
Certainly, we hope that one day we'll be able to see the unity of the Christianity as well as Judaism.
在这个世代里面呢，有所谓的真实报道的新闻。
And in these times, there are news that are truth.
需要 我相信大家在上一周呢，一定有听到所谓的许志安的丑闻被揭露出来。
And I think that in the last week, perhaps you heard about the scandal involving Andy Hui.
很多这个多媒，现在有这个所谓的多媒体啦，甚至连在车里面也可以有照相机啦，就把作恶的事情呢，能够真相大白。
And so nowadays, with multimedia and even with video cameras in cars, such events are widely broadcasted.
可是偏偏在这个时代里面呢，大家也知道，就是有所谓假新闻的传播。
And at this time, there is also fake news that is circulating around.
有很多政权呢，他们为了要煽动这个选情，或者是要操纵自己的子民也好，或者是要去影响其他国家的选举都好，他们就制造这个假新闻来分裂群众。
And many political powers will try to incite or instigate the masses or to manipulate the electorate and in other words also to influence other people, other countries' elections and therefore they're creating fake news.
所以现在我们看到的是各国的政府呢都要应对这个假新闻做出他自己的政策。
And so that we see that many governments have their own strategy to deal with fake news.
在学校里面他们也教导学生如何的来分辨消息的来源，然后他们也得分辨呢所谓哪一个是真的哪一个是假的新闻。
And so in schools, students are also taught how to analyze and the news to know what is real and what is fake.
在今天的经文里面呢，我们可以当我们回想2000年以前所发生的事情的时候，哎，其实跟今天好像有许多的相似之处。
And these verses today, when you look at the events, it seems that there's some similarities to what is happening around us today.
首先是这些犹太的宗教领袖，他们呢害怕耶稣的门徒会去制造所谓的耶稣会复活的这个。假新闻。
Firstly, the Jewish leaders were afraid that the Jesus' disciples would use the resurrection of Jesus and create a fake news.
所以他们就说，就去找比拉多啦，吩咐兵丁啦，在那边要看守这个坟墓。
And so they went to Pilate and said that let's put a soldier there to look after the tomb.
可是出乎意料的呢，结果耶稣是真的复活了。
But out of the calculation, Jesus truly was resurrected.
结果反而是犹太宗教领袖呢，现在他们自己去制造假新闻。
Then here, the Jewish leaders now are trying to create a false news.
他们为了否决耶稣复活的事情呢，他们去贿赂兵丁。
In order to deny that Jesus had resurrected, they went on to bribe the soldiers.
然后又污蔑这些门徒们说是他们呢偷走了耶稣的身体。
And falsely accused Jesus' disciples of stealing the body.
首先我们要问的问题是，哎，为什么犹太人会有这样的想法？为什么他们首先会有担心这个假新闻的这个担忧？
Firstly, we have to ask ourselves, why is it that the Jewish leaders had such a thinking, and why are they worried about this event?
然后过后呢，他们因为事情发生以后呢，他们为什么又要去制造这些假新闻呢
？And after knowing that Jesus had risen, why is it that they had to create this false news, fake news?
这个其实是跟之前的一段故事是有关系的，所以我们必须花一段时间来认识之前的故事。
And this has some relation to the story that had happened before, and so we're going to spend some time on this.
其实故事呢是发生在第十二章。
And actually, the story begins in Matthew chapter 12.
在当时呢，就有一些文士、法利赛人，他们就对耶稣说：“夫子啊，我们愿意你显一个神迹给我们看。”
In chapter 12, verse 38, then some of the Pharisees and teachers of the law said to him, "Teacher, we want to see a sign from you."
其实耶稣已经是显了许多的神迹了。
Actually, Jesus had shown them many miracle signs.
不过这些人呢，要来跟他要一个神迹呢，其实是要考他，或者是直接就是不相信，就是一直要神迹就是了。
But these people came to Jesus to see a sign to test him, actually.
所以耶稣就回答说，这个邪恶淫乱的世代要看神迹。我告诉你，除了先知约拿的神迹以外，没有别的神迹给你们看。
And so Jesus answered,a wicked and adulterous generation asks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of the prophet Jonah.
什么是约拿的神迹呢？这里就说，约拿三日三夜在大鱼的肚腹里，人子也要这样三天三夜在地里面。
So what is the sign of the prophet Jonah? For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a big, huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth.
他们这样子的一个 对话呢，其实发生了两次，所以在第十六章呢，又再一次的发生。
Such a conversation happened twice, and so in chapter 16, Matthew chapter 16, this has happened again.
十六章就说法利赛人、撒都该人来试探耶稣，请他从天上显一个神迹给他们看。
In chapter 16, the Pharisees and Sadducees came to Jesus and tested him by asking him to show them a sign from heaven.
耶稣又讲了同样的回答，说这个淫乱邪恶的世代要求神迹，除了约拿的神迹以外。没有别的神迹给你们看。
And Jesus replied again, "And the wicked and adulterous generation looks for a sign, but none will be given it except the sign of Jonah."
约拿三天三日的神迹呢，其实是每一个犹太人都非常熟悉的故事。
The sign of Jonah, for 3 days and 3 nights, this is something that is very familiar to the Jews.
约拿呢，本来是被抛在海里面，本来是要在深海里面死的。
Actually, Jonah was thrown into the sea and he would have perished there.
那根据故事呢，就是说神呢使一个大鱼把他吞了，他就在鱼的肚子里面呢三天三夜。
So according to the story, Jonah, a fish, swallowed Jonah, and he was in the belly of the fish for 3 days and 3 nights.
所以呢，最后呢，三天三夜后呢，这个大鱼呢又把他吐在这个陆地上，所以呢，他就可以活过来。
And after 3 days and 3 nights, he was the fish spit him out and on land, and he remained alive.
所以当耶稣一死的时候
，And so when Jesus died,
这些宗教领袖当然就想起呢，耶稣曾经两次跟他讲过这个约拿的神迹的这番对话。
This for the Jewish leaders, religious leaders, they remembered what Jesus had said twice to them about the sign of Jonah.
约拿的神迹就表示什么呢？耶稣的意思就是神会三天三日后呢，叫耶稣从死里复活。
So the sign of Jonah, Jesus was saying that God would raise him from the dead after 3 days and 3 nights.
这些宗教领袖当然不会相信说神迹真的会出现了，不会。
Because the religious leaders of the time did not believe that this miracle would actually happen.
因为在他们的心目中呢，耶稣是神所拒绝的人。
Because in their mind,Jesus was someone rejected by God.
所以神叫耶稣从死里复活，就表示神是认可耶稣，哪里可能不可能的事情。
And so if God were to raise Jesus from the dead, then so this is something that is impossible to them.
可是神迹真的是发生了。
But indeed, the miraculous sign did happen.
可是就算神迹发生了，他们仍然是不拒绝，仍然是不接受的。
But even though the sign has happened,they recognize it, but they could not accept it.
在这边有一个很大的一个重点。
And there's an important point here.
这个重点是，当他们拒绝这个神迹的时候，他们不单是拒绝耶稣，他们更是拒绝了神。
So the important point is, when they rejected this sign, they not only rejected Jesus, they rejected the revelation of God.
这些宗教领袖。我们常常以为想，如果是神给我看，哈，这样我一定相信，对不对
？Frequently we say that, well, if God were to show me a sign, then certainly I would believe.
所以我们很难想象说，哎，怎么会有这样的事情？这些宗教领袖来了，怎么会拒绝神亲自的这个启示呢
？And so we will think that why is this possible that these are even religious leaders and from God's own revelation and they could not accept it, they rejected it.
因为你要明白神。在这里所启示的这个三天三夜的这个启示呢，是要启示说耶稣真正的身份是什么
？Because here God, through the sign, the 3 days and 3 nights, what God wanted to reveal was the true identity of Jesus.
而耶稣真正的身份呢，就是耶稣是基督。
And the true identity of Jesus is that He is Christ.
这个是他们不能够接受，他们不能接受耶稣。就是基督。
This is something they could not accept. They could not accept that Jesus is the Christ.
你要明白，这些犹太宗教领袖自从公元前五百年，也就是离我们已经超过两千年以前呢，他们在五百年来呢，他们日日夜夜朝思暮想的，就是希望说基督会来，基督你来啊，基督你来。
And you must understand that for the Jews, from 500 BC, more than 2,000 years from now, they have been waiting day and night for the Christ to come.
可是偏偏当耶稣来的时候，耶稣所展现出来的基督呢，跟犹太人心目中的基督，这两个是不一致的。
And yet, when the Christ did come, the Jesus, as a Christ to them is not the ideal of Christ that they have in their mind.
犹太人他们是以摩西的律法作为生命中的这个身份的标志。
For the Jews, the Mosaic laws to them is their identifying sign, their hallmark.
圣殿呢，就是他们敬拜的管道。
And the temple is their channel of worship.
而他们所期盼的呢，是建立一个以耶路撒冷为首都的国家。
And what they were anticipating is to build a country, a nation, with Jerusalem.
所以，如果神真的是差遣他的仆人。一个基督来到他们当中的话
，And so in their mind, if God were to send the Christ into their midst,
这个基督呢就应该以完成这项大业为他的宗旨。
So the Christ should be his main mission should be to accomplish this purpose.
接着摩西的律法
，And through the Mosaic, the laws of Moses.
接着圣殿
，Through the temple.
接着这个以色列以耶路撒冷为首都的一个国家
，and for a nation with Jerusalem as its capital，
最后呢完成这项大业的时候，哇，带来世界和平
，and to accomplish all this and bring peace on earth。
犹太人到自始至终到现在呢，对于基督还是同样这样的一个观念。
And for the Jews even to this day, this is their concept of the Christ。
简单来讲，就是以色列国的成功就是犹太人的成功。
Simply stated, the success of Israel as a nation is the success for the Jews。
可是，在耶稣的这个耶稣版本的这个基督里面
，But in the Jesus version of Christ,
国度不是以色列
，The kingdom is not Israel。
国度是战胜死亡和罪恶权势的天国来的。
The heavenly kingdom, the kingdom is that which triumphs over sin and death.
耶稣的理想不是圣殿
，and for Jesus, his aspiration is not just the temple,
而是人借着他自己，耶稣自己本身呢，能够与神建立关系。
But that God, but people would through him would be able to build a relationship with God.
耶稣的门徒的身份。不是守摩西的律法
，and for the disciples of Jesus, their identifying sign is not to just hold on to Mosaic laws.
他们的身份呢是要彼此相爱
，and it is to love one another.
所以耶稣这个版本的基督呢，其实真的是会颠覆整个犹太人的信仰系统。
So for this version, the Jesus version of the Christ.It really would upset the whole Jewish traditional beliefs and system.
我跟你讲了，如果耶稣是基督呢，耶稣就一定要死。
So I tell you, if Jesus is the Christ, then he must die.
就算是神真的叫他三天三夜后真的是活过来呢，他也不可以是基督。
And if God even raised him from the dead, after 3 days and 3 nights, he cannot be the Christ.
我跟你讲，他只是一个我们不能够接受的假新闻来的。
I tell you the truth, he is somebody that we cannot. It's just fake news.
就算你讲说是他是真实的，是神自己亲自显明的事情，我们就制造我们自己的新闻，我们叫做改版真实 （alternative facts）。
And even though you tell me that this is true, and even God, you say that this is what God has personally done, then I tell you that, well, this is just alternative facts.
关于耶稣的事情，如果犹太人有犹太人的讲法，基督徒有基督徒的想法，可能你会问我说，哎，这样我们要怎么样做分辨、做判断呢？
And so with the Jesus event, so the Jews have their own saying and the Christians have their own way, interpretation, then how are we to judge and differentiate?
当然我不可能说服每一个人，不过我想分享我对于这个事情的个人的看法。
Of course, I might not be able to convince everyone, but I'd like to share with you my own point of view on this.
首先呢，是你要明白耶稣虽然三次的预告说他会受难啊，受死了。已经告诉这些门徒了，可是我坦白讲，你看福音书的时候，你就知道这些门徒们呢，根本没有想到真的耶稣会死。
Although Jesus had predicted his death three times to the disciples, but even the disciples themselves actually they didn't believe that Jesus would actually die.
所以如果他们连耶稣会死都没有想到，他们怎么会去想到耶稣会复活呢？所以他们也没有想到这个事情。
And if they could not accept that Jesus would die, then certainly they would not even think that Jesus would be resurrected.
所以真的，当耶稣被抓，然后被定罪、定死的处死的时候呢，门徒们那十二个门徒们呢，特别选出来的呢，他们逃的逃，散的散。
And so those, when Jesus was captured and subsequently, put to death.His 12 chosen disciples, those they were actually ran away and they were dispersed.
所以你看福音书，你就知道真的是当晚陪伴在耶稣十字架上的耶稣的那些周围的呢，其实很多都是妇女来的。
And so if you look at the gospel, you realize that a lot of people who were around Jesus at that point in time were actually the women.
然后在拿到坟墓安葬的时候呢，也是很凑巧的一个安葬的过程呢，看到那个安葬的呢也是妇女。
And so, you know, the people who witnessed the entombment of Jesus and all the events, they were actually the women.
然后呢，最后三天复活后呢，那个空坟墓的目击者呢，看到的也是妇女。
And after 3 days, when Jesus was resurrected, and the witness to the empty tomb were also the women.
你知道问题在哪里吗？
Do you know what's the problem?
在当时候，妇女呢，在一个以男人为主的一个整个司法制度里面呢，女人其实根本没有做证人的资格。
It is that at that time for women in such a male-dominated justice system, for them, the women do not have any qualification as witnesses.
这些是你可以读那个犹太人的宗教立法里面，或者是他们的历史学家的记录里面呢，都有详细记载。
And such recordings were also written in the Talmud and the Jewish writings at the time.
所以到头来，耶稣的死和复活呢？虽然是有诊断这个所谓空坟墓的事情
So in the end, although Jesus had died and resurrected, and there's this story about the empty tomb.
可是呢，这个空坟墓的事情呢，从来就不是用来见证耶稣是死里复活最大的证据，不是。
But actually, the empty tomb has never really been used as the proof that Jesus had resurrected.
我们看彼得在五旬节那时候第一次宣讲这个福音的时候呢，彼得本身也没有用这个空坟墓来做这个最大的证据。
And we see that Peter, during his first sermon during the Pentecost, when he was witnessing, he also did not bring out this empty tomb as the proof.
他们说：“哎，你们来看啊，这个啊，这个坟墓哦，这耶稣就是在里面啊葬的。然后我们来的时候，哇，你看是空的，这个空坟墓就是证据。”他没有这段。
He did not say, "Hey, you come and see this empty tomb. You know when Jesus was there, then we came and then it was empty." He did not say that.
所以到底这个空坟墓是真新闻假新闻，其实不是最关键的一个故事来的。
But actually, whether the empty tomb is it true news or is it fake news, that's not the crux of the matter.
你知道耶稣死里复活最关键的证据是靠什么吗？
Do you know what is the most crucial proof of Jesus' resurrection from the dead?
那就是耶稣过后呢，他本身向门徒们显现。
And that is after.Jesus had resurrected, he himself manifested and revealed himself to his disciples.
门徒们呢是自己确认确信了耶稣是真的复活了。
And the disciples were satisfied for themselves that Jesus had truly resurrected.
而他们知道从耶稣的复活呢，他们确认了啊，原来耶稣真的是神所认定承认的那个基督。
And so from there they realized and affirmed that yes, Jesus is the Christ.
从此以后呢，门徒们呢就为了耶稣的死里复活呢，他们本身要做这个证人。
And from then on, the disciples were the witnesses of Jesus' resurrection from the dead.
所以我们相信的是门徒们的证词。
So what we believe is the witnessing of the disciples.
这个空坟墓呢，只是整个过程中的其中的一段故事。
The empty tomb is part of the whole process and the story.
扯开话题，我知道现在很多人喜欢到以色列那边去看那个空坟墓哈。
Just a side note, I know a lot of people would like to go to Israel to see the empty tomb.
那个不是真的空坟墓哈。Just to make sure 你们知道哈。OK， 好 ，OK， 不过要去看是可以的，因为有坟墓啦，有石头啦，比较容易想象整个过程。没有，不是说不可以去，只是说不是那个真的是就是那个。
OK，Anyway，
好。Where was I? 好，所以呢 ，OK， 所以当这些门徒呢，他们亲身的看到这个死里复活的耶稣的时候呢，哦，他们就在那时候，他们知道原来耶稣真的就是那个基督。
And so for the disciples, when they witness for themselves, Jesus resurrected, then they truly know that Jesus is actually the Christ.
你要明白他们都是犹太人。
You have to understand that the disciples were all Jews.
可是整个犹太人的信仰系统呢，现在既然耶稣是基督呢，哦，就整个信仰系统就被彻底要来翻新了。
And so, for the Jews, because Jesus is the Christ, their whole belief system has been thoroughly turned upside down.
不管是摩西律法也好，圣殿的敬拜也好，以色列的国度都好，这全部都要因为耶稣是基督呢，这个要来重新的诠释。
Whether it's the Mosaic laws, the temple worship, or the Israel as their kingdom, and this will all have to be reinterpreted and re-looked at because Jesus is the Christ.
今年的六号驿站呢，我们会很详细的来看这全部的东西。
And we will look at this in detail during our church camp this year.
等一下我再详细, 报告的时候再详细的讲解。
I will announce further the details later.
耶稣为了完成这个使命呢, 他必须自己经过死亡验证这个事情。
To fulfill his mission, Jesus had to experience death, go through and experience death.
见证门徒说, 这些门徒就说是的，耶稣是基督的。这些门徒呢，他们同样要为了做这个见证，他们要经过死亡，都要。
And for Jesus' disciples, those who had witnessed that Jesus is Christ, they similarly had to experience death, all of them.
有时候我会想这个问题。Sometimes
I would think,
神啊, 你做这些翻新这个整个 事情你何苦呢?
I wonder why God, why would you go through so much trouble?
有时候我会想耶稣啊, 你要经过这整个事情, 耶稣你何苦呢?
And I wonder why Jesus would go take so much effort.
还有出世纪的那些门徒们, 我相信大家一定有看过这些故事啦, 跟狮子搏斗啦, 这些事情, 都要为这个福音来牺牲, 何苦呢?
And I think about the early century Christians, and they had to, you know, I'm sure you read some of the stories, they had to die and also be fed to the lions. And I wonder why they had to sacrifice themselves for this.
耶稣是基督, 这个差别在哪里?
And what's the difference? Jesus is the Christ?
我在网际网络上呢, 就认识了一个很虔诚, 而且是相信, 神的一个犹太人。
Through the internet, I had made a friend, and this is a Jewish friend who believes in God.
Yeah, 因为你要想知道犹太人其实有至少58%是不相信神的。 可是这个是相信的。
So you must understand that some of the Jews, about half of them, would actually not believe in God, but this is somebody who is pious and believes in God.
他是很虔诚而且是很保守派的一个犹太人来的。
He's a pious and conservative Jew.
所以 因为这个人他的知识渊博呢, 我在跟网络上跟他谈的时候就谈得很投机。
And so this is somebody with profound and deep knowledge, and so I had a good chat to him, and we had good discussions.
从那里呢, 我就重新的要来了解什么是犹太教, 跟基督教之间, 为什么会有摩擦, 为什么会有分歧, 我要重新的来诠释这个事。
And through him, I wanted to understand better what is the cause of all the friction or the divergence of views between Judaism and Christianity.
最近呢, 就有一次, 我很仔细地问他一个问题。
And so once I carefully asked him,
我说, 我们基督徒的信仰的根本呢, 最重要的这个根本就是我们跟神之间的关系。
And I said that the basis of our Christianity faith is that we have a relationship with God.
我就问他说, 诶, 你们犹太人, 犹太教里面, 需要和神建立关系吗? 有这个关系吗?
And I say, for Judaism, for you, do you have to establish a relationship with God?
他给我的答案呢, 很大很大的震撼。
And he shocked me with his answer.
他说, 作为一个犹太人, 是不需要和神建立关系的。
And he says, for a Jew, we don't have to establish a relationship with God.
因为他说, 为什么会没有关系? 他说, 因为就算你想跟神沟通, 神也不会回应你的。 所以如果没有这个沟通, 那还有什么关系可言呢?
He says, and even if you wanted to have a communication with God, God would ignore you. He wouldn't respond to you. And so why is there a need for a relationship?
不是ignore了, 就是说他是没有回应的, 所以就是没有关系。
Yeah, he wouldn't reply to you?
Yeah. 一个犹太人呢, 想做的事情, 都已经在摩西的律法里面, 所以你就是照做就是了。
And so what a Jew has to do is already in the Mosaic law, so just follow the rules.
所以在那一次的对话里面呢, 我才开始了解为什么神要牺牲他的爱子耶稣。
And through that conversation, then I realized why God had to sacrifice his son, Jesus.
使耶稣呢成为基督。
And for Jesus to be the Christ.
我就明白说为什么耶稣啦门徒们他们甘愿为这个使命来经过死亡。
And I understood why Jesus and his disciples, for the sake of this mission, they would die for it.
那是因为呢人跟神要有关系。
And that is to establish the relationship between man and God.
英文有一句用语叫做 the hill to die on, 准备死的在那边准备死的山。
There's a saying about the hill to die on.
这个是一个军事用语来的。
It's a military term.
因为你每一次准备要攻克一个山头，或者是你决定要死守一个据点呢，你就是真的要有所准备，有所牺牲。
Because every time you decide to attack a hill or to defend it, you have to be ready to defend or attack it with your lives.
而在那个关键时刻的时候呢，作为一个将领，你就要决定这个是不是一个值得我牺牲的山，或者是一个据点。
And at a crucial moment for a military leader, he has to decide whether this mountain or stronghold is it worth me sacrificing to hold on to this point.
耶稣当晚虽然是钉在十字架的哥哥他山上
That night, even though Jesus was nailed to the cross on Golgotha,
可是耶稣准备死的山呢，是一个神要挽回全人类跟全人类建立关系的这个使命，这个才是那个山。
But for Jesus, the hill to die on is actually to redeem the whole of humanity, and that is his mission.
如果耶稣不是基督的话
，If Jesus were not the Christ,
如果基督是另外一个版本的基督来的
，If the Christ has a different version, alternative version,
那犹太人呢依旧是犹太人
，Then the Jews will continue to be the Jews.
然后呢，人其他的全人类。人跟神是没有关系。
And for the whole of humanity, there is no relationship with God.
可是基督没，我们知道是没有其他的版本。
But we know that there is no other alternative version of Christ.
因为神呢，就是借着这个三天三夜的神迹呢，告诉我们，耶稣就是神所差派来的基督。
Because God, with His sign of the three days and three nights, tells us that Jesus is the Christ.
虽然耶稣三天三夜在死亡里头，可是三天后呢，神叫耶稣从死里复活。
Although Jesus was in death for three days and three nights, but God has asked him after that to be resurrected.
而这个神迹呢，就是神证明耶稣就是基督的方式。
And this sign is how God proves that Jesus is the Christ.
从此以后，全人类，我们跟创造天地的神。我们是有关系的。
And from here onwards, there is now a relationship between man and God.
因为耶稣成为这个关系的桥梁。
And so because Jesus has become the bridge to this.
这个就是三天三天后给带给大家的新闻。
And so this is the news that is brought to you 3 days and 3 nights later.
当时候的这些犹太宗教领袖，虽然他们是拒绝了耶稣
，The Jewish leaders at the time, although they had rejected Jesus,
可是凡愿意听、愿意自己去考究、愿意去真实见证这个真相的人呢，他们反而就受惠了。
But for those willing to listen, those who are willing to explore, to witness and see this truth, these are the people who have benefited.
我们今天是2000年以后的光景
，And for 2000s later now.
我们就看到这个事实呢，果然是实现了。
We see the manifestation of the truth.
今天呢，在全世界各地方各处呢，都有人他们心里承认，口里宣告说：“是的，耶稣是基督。”
And so, in many parts of the world today, with many people all over the world, there are people who have admitted and declared that Jesus is the Christ.
他们说，创造天地的神是他们的神。
And the God who has created heaven and earth is their God.
他们祷告的时候说，我们在天上的父，这个父呢，跟我是有关系的。
And when they pray, they say, "Our Father in heaven, this Father has a personal relationship with me."
我可以，你可以去问。在座的任何一个基督徒，他们可以告诉你，他们跟神是有关系的。
And you can ask any of the Christians here, and they will tell you, I have a relationship with God.
我们看到呢，神的爱，这样就因为这样子，耶稣是基督，跨越了民族，跨越了国界，跨越了神每个人心目中的那堵围墙。
We see that because Jesus is Christ, God's love has now gone beyond nations, beyond boundaries, and beyond each person's boundary in their hearts.
我们看到今天的以色列
We look at Israel today.
在中东呢，还是依旧为了信仰也好，为了国土也好，还是的战乱不休，我心里是很感叹的。
And like we see that the issue of today continues to be a war, perpetually and fighting for their nationhood. And I'm saying in my heart,
我讲这个不是自己清高，绝对我们不要做自我清高的。
I'm not saying this because I feel aloof.
我讲这个呢，是希望大家真的是能够珍惜神在这里，借着耶稣基督给了我们一个很大的一个恩典。
I'm saying this because I want everyone to realize that through Jesus, God has given us grace.
而当我们知道我们得着了这样的一份恩典的时候，我们要明白我们是有使命的。
And when we receive such grace, we also have to know that we have actually such a mission.
因为我们若以耶稣作为我们在天国里面的主的话，
because if Jesus is our heavenly God,
如果我们说我们对于这个世界我们的见证是我们愿意彼此相爱的话，
and if we say that in this world, for us we're to love one another,
那这就是我们预备死的山。
And so this is our hill to die on.
让我们付出生命，活出爱。
Let's give our lives to live out love.
让我们为这个世界的合一，我们继续的做见证，我们来努力。
And for the unity of this earth, let's continue to be a witness and work hard.
因为耶稣是基督，这个是这个全世界所需要听到的福音。
And because Jesus is the Christ, and this is the gospel that the world needs.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，愿你的福音成为我们的使命，我们这样子祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。